Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Cummins says it plans to hire 2,500 workers in the U.S. this year. The Columbus-based engine manufacturer says it's hiring across the board to meet strong demand worldwide and in anticipation of an economic recovery. A company spokesman says it's too soon to know how many of the 2,500 jobs will be added in Columbus. An Indianapolis judge is expected to decide today whether a woman charged with murder and the death of her premature baby should be released on bond. Attorneys say 34-year-old Bebe Shue was 33 weeks pregnant when she ate rat poison December 23rd. Doctors delivered her daughter prematurely on December 31st, and the child died 3 days later. Prosecutors also charged Shue with attempted feticide, saying she intended to kill the fetus as well as herself. The Indiana Senate Public Policy Committee is scheduled to vote on a proposed statewide smoking ban tomorrow. The legislation currently includes exemptions for casinos, bars, and other locations. The bill was passed by the State House in January. And the community is invited to a welcome home rally for the Butler Bulldogs at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Hinkle Fieldhouse. The Bulldogs wrapped up a 28-10 season last night with a 53-41 loss to UConn in the men's NCAA final game. Tonight, Indianapolis hosts Notre Dame and Texas A&M in the women's championship game. That'll be played at Conseco Fieldhouse. WFYI weather. This afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 51. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 38. Partly sunny again tomorrow, warmer with a high of 65. And Thursday through Sunday, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.